It's been the summer of the shark. In tourist-heavy North and South Carolina, 11 people have been attacked, leaving visitors concerned about swimming. Could the same thing happen here? State marine biologist Greg Scommel says, probably not.
Well, I think when we hear about a large number of shark attacks in a particular area like has happened in North Carolina, folks have a tendency to think that immediately it's going to start happening up here. That's not the case.
Scommel heads shark science for the Massachusetts Division of Marine Fisheries, and he's been researching off Chatham for 6 years using tracking and tagging technology on great white sharks. Just last year, his team identified 68 sharks. But the sharks they're finding here are great whites, largely migratory creatures that travel considerable distances over the course of the year.
I think the sharks implicated down south are species that do not even travel this far north. Now, having said that, you know, the presence of white sharks off our coastline certainly can alarm folks because white sharks have been implicated in unprovoked attacks. I would encourage people just to use common sense and be proactive in their thinking when they get into the water.
Probably the town that has most embraced the presence of shark culture is Chatham. In addition to the T-shirts and postcards being sold in tourist shops, the community recently held Sharks in the Park, an exhibit of 54 ornately decorated sharks, each balanced on steel rods swimming in front of the Chatham Public Library. Dan Tobin is the director of Parks and Recreation for Chatham. His job includes staffing the beaches with lifeguards and promoting public education concerning shark safety. Tobin says the tourism industry sometimes misleads visitors. He often fields questions from tourists asking how they can go on shark watches, but has to tell them spotting a shark is actually a rare occurrence.
The questions that usually come to me are usually, you know, where can I see one? And it's, the answer to that is that that's very difficult to do, you know. It's not an aquarium out there. There's no place you can just go and say, oh, there's the white shark swimming by, you know. They are elusive intentionally, you know. They hang offshore and then, you know, come in occasionally to feed.
Local, state, and federal officials are doing what they can to provide science-based guidance when it comes to sharing the water with sharks. Leslie Reynolds is the chief ranger of Cape Cod National Seashore. She says the seashore has implemented a number of precautionary measures over the past 3 years to ensure greater public awareness of shark safety, including posting signs at beaches. These signs display information about shark advisories and dangerous currents.
So our message to the public is whether we see the sharks or not, whether the fin is breaking the surface or not, the sharks are in the water and they are coming closer and they are feeding on the seals. One of our messages is for them to avoid swimming near seals, and then when they do swim in the water, to stay shallow enough that they can keep their feet on the ground.
Things like hazardous currents are really a greater threat to swimmer safety than white sharks. But attacks do happen. In 2012, a shark attack in Churro was the first by a great white off the coast of Cape Cod in 76 years. Immediately following the incident, beach managers revamped shark attack policy to accommodate for the species' increasing population. State shark expert Greg Scommel works with people like Reynolds and Tobin to share information he gathers through his research.
I see it as an incredible opportunity, and I'm hoping that we're producing the kinds of information that is going to be useful not only for long-term conservation of the species, but also to provide beach managers with information that will be helpful for knowing when and how to, you know, open and close their beaches. So I personally, it's a spectacular opportunity for me to study these animals. But at the same time, I want to make sure we're producing viable information.
Reynolds uses research from Scommel and other scientists to inform the decisions she makes managing the National Seashore. She says lifeguards have noticed a positive shift in beachgoers' behaviors since they posted the shark warning signs in 2012. Lifeguards told Reynolds they only had to call swimmers closer to shore once or twice last summer, compared to the daily warnings made just 5 years ago. Human behavior is difficult to measure, but Reynolds is confident that efforts are paying off. For WCAI, I'm Kat Sampson.